woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 47 of Breaking In. I am Manny.
I'm Cheryl.
And this week we finally sat down and did our Pretty Woman. We've been threatening to do that for a while.
Which was actually more fascinating than I thought it would be.
Yes. More on that in a few. A couple of things first. Number one, you want to talk about the meetup?
Sure.
Did
you talk about the... Did we talk about the Pong?
The beer pong?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
We did.
We did. Okay. The meetup was this... Oh, wait a minute. Did we talk about beer pong?
I don't think... Because I had a comment about
no,
that.
No, we did.
We did?
We did the day. Because yeah. Our last show was after beer pong and yeah. Before the meetup. Talking about the meetup.
Okay.
It went well.
It did.
A lot of people showed up, which was good. There was a lot of networking. Met a couple of you listeners. Met some
couple
new people.
Of weird people there. Like it was Pitch Fest.
Yeah. Okay. So that's kind of what we want to talk about. You want to specifically focus on the guy?
No, I have three things.
Okay, you go.
Okay. First, one of the things that was stated to me from a Final Draft personnel was that these things turned up into bitching fests about Final Draft.
Yes, that does happen.
Yes. Which attempted to be happening at this one.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys, you it was actually saved him it was that, from that.
It was happening at the other one, too.
It was?
Yeah, we just didn't know about it.
We gotta nix that shit. Because that's what... Not what this is, but and no tech shit is gonna happen at a meetup, people.
Well, yeah, unfortunately,
you don't come and say I would like escape to mean this, and it's gonna happen. Stop.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the downfall of being a software company, where
it
the
is.
People.
I
the,
know that. I've
if
been
you're
there.
Using logic, should be if you're using Final Draft, you're writing scripts in order to sell them at a certain point. So if you come to a meetup to bitch about tech support shit, you're not really thinking about what you should be thinking about.
Right.
Which is selling scripts.
Would you like to be in the software industry?
Right.
Bettering software, which
or
I've been there.
Or selling scripts.
Or selling scripts.
Right.
These are two different things.
Yeah. What was your... You said you had three things. What was the first?
The rude... woman who I don't want to describe too much, but
yeah.
She was rude in as much that she butted into everybody's conversation, number one, and then tried to take
her
table, and
back
the fuck up.
I will tell you, I know exactly who you're talking about.
I must
about.
Be somebody because I'm shoving you out of a table.
I know who you're talking about. She had horrible fake boobs.
Yes, and her eyes and, were like psycho
eyes. You're giving too much detail.
Too much information, sorry.
She had horrible fake boobs.
That's enough.
But
won't know who she is.
The very next night, I was at New Media with Juan, who did 3D, yeah. And there was a woman at the bar that had horrible fake boobs. And I leaned over to him, and I'm like, oh, yeah, those are real. And he just turned to me, and he goes, that's bad 3D. So that's our new code,
yeah,
bad 3D.
See, you didn't talk about that either, going to the 3D thing.
Well, you know, one thing at a time.
All right. Well, okay. So, meetup.
The rude
that
woman.
That one. Okay,
the rude
so
woman.
Psycho woman. And then...
Well, yeah, but what about her?
That she was butting
she, right.
She just kept stepping in front
clearly,
of people like
it was,
she was somebody?
It was clearly obvious that we were standing all around the table. There was... Four or five drinks on the table.
You guys had
stuff,
labels on your shirts.
Our,
Final Draft.
But yeah,
people.
But it doesn't. Johnny was standing right there, and he didn't. I mean,
no, true.
Allie, you, everyone was
we
there.
We had our drinks on the table, and she was
your
all
purses
about,
were on the chairs.
Yeah.
I mean, the table was, and she just wanted to butt in and sit down.
These tables are for people who are eating. I said we just finished. Is oh,
don't
sorry.
Do that. Don't
yeah.
do that.
Don't be rude. Okay. Third one is guy who, okay, was trying to be, I think, hipster, personally. I think he was trying to go for hipster, but he wore a jacket that he obviously borrowed from his big brother or something, way too big for him, came in glasses, and would not let the person who was the guest.
No glasses. Let me, before you do that, let me describe him to a T.
Okay.
Because he had uncut hair that was unmanaged. He had a weird, fucked up, like, beard goatee thing with, like, a handlebar mustache. The jacket was gray and about two sizes too big, with an orange button-up shirt with black faded jeans.
Way too much information.
No, because that is perfect. Do not, that is, none of that goes together. The look, there was none of it that went together.
That's not the worst part. The look was bad. But the next thing he did was try to take over the guest.
Yeah. For
he would not let him. He was looking around, obviously, it was clearly, wanted to talk to somebody else.
It was clearly obvious that the guest needed to be rescued.
Literally, there was a whole meeting.
There was a meeting of how to get this guy.
How to save the guest from this psycho guy without making the psycho guy upset, and we don't embarrass anybody. So, don't do that.
When you're at an event like this, my suggestion is to go have a conversation. If you're lucky enough to get 5 minutes, that's great. And if you don't get to get anything in, fine. You give him the opportunity to say your most important stuff, and then, you know, shake his hand or her hand.
Thank you.
Say, thanks. I'm going to go bop around. Maybe we'll chat later. And then make it a point an hour later, if you see him not talking to anybody, to chat him up against. And then go back in. So, how's the past hour been going for you?
If he's not talking to anybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fine line. Everybody thinks that I'll wait an hour and go talk to him again. I'll go.
Yes. No.
Take him down again.
But if you, see him walking towards the bar and you pass him, it's like, hey, hour been going good for you?
Buy him a drink.
That's it. Or buy him a drink. Or
buy him a drink.
Whatever. Whatever it may be.
Yeah, just taking over his time and talking his ear off is embarrassing.
And actually, I want to bring that up. This is how I've seen this happen before. Roger Avery was not drinking. He doesn't drink. He wasn't drinking that night. He was drinking espresso and bottled water. I have been in situations, oddly enough, it was with Woody Harrelson, where it was clearly obvious that he was not drinking because he was walking around the room with a bottle of water, and people kept coming up to him and saying, can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you a drink? Read the signs, people.
Didn't bring him another bottle of water.
Exactly.
If that's what he's drinking, bring him that. I've brought people water.
Sure.
At bars. Yeah,
but if you see somebody who's drinking water and espresso, don't say, can I buy you a drink?
Let me get
say,
a shot.
Yeah. Say, do you need another espresso? Are you good on water?
Yeah.
Read. Pay attention. Yeah. Seriously. If they have a full beer in their hand, don't say, hey, can I buy you a drink?
That's so stupid.
What was the episode, Oh My God, 2 and a Half Men, when John Cryer was like, oh, well, no, the girl was like, no, thanks, I already have one. He goes, well, can I reimburse you for that one?
yeah, let me give you the cash for that.
Can I get some change? Well, I'm not going to tip you.
Yeah, so that was that, 3D.
Yeah, so those are the things from the meetup and networking tips.
I need to get more weed. Sorry.
3D. Okay, so the next night, we went to, Juan and I went to the New Media Film Festival, had a blast, did interviews on the red carpet, blah, 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 blah. But Juan was in his element. It was a night dedicated to 3D, and he ended up moderating the Q&A and knew several of the filmmakers there and was a superstar. So that night went well. The films, I just got a comment about, there are specifically, I think, when it comes to technology, whether it be 3D or CGI, there are individuals that are more enamored with how cool it looks versus the story that they're telling. And I have seen this in scripts, and I just have to say that your focus is always on story. Always on story. There were three or four 3D films that we saw where the guys were clearly using this medium as an attempt to boost their resume for video games or whatever. There was no story. There was no... And then they were fucking long. Like, Juan leaned over at one point and was like, what's the fucking story?
What was the longest one?
16 minutes. And which doesn't sound like a long time, but when it's 16 minutes of nothing,
just showing your 3D shit.
And it was like... Boxes, and then maybe? Even... There was one film where it was World War II pilots in a dogfight over, like, Germany. And so you saw the planes and this and bombs going off all around. And they were shooting at each other and doing aerial maneuvers. And that was great and it was cool. But that went on for like 8 minutes. And it's like, yeah, I get it. And there was no story as to why, who the characters were, who was chasing who. You didn't know who the good guy was. You didn't know who the bad guy was.
It was just showing the fight.
It was just aeronautics.
See, that's sad.
With a weird fucked up dream sequence in the middle that involved a girl in a barn. It was like, what?
Oh, there's a video online of Manny's interview and Juan's interview. Yeah,
which we will not be posting.
Yeah, no, we won't be posting, but I will tell you it is at where? Where?
Nowhere.
Okay, I will post it. No. Fuck that.
No.
I have administration. I will post it.
Okay, well, I will say the one thing about the interview. We're standing in line waiting to get interviewed, and while we're waiting, we see... First off, we had no business being on the red carpet. Let's just put that out there.
And yet funny. So, moving on.
You know, Juan maybe a little bit more than me. I was technically representing a sponsor, but we didn't have moving a film on. In the event.
Yeah, whatever.
We didn't have a film in the event.
Whatever.
Anyway... We get to the red carpet and we're waiting and we see him do like two or three interviews while we're waiting. And then I get up and as I'm walking up, they were live streaming and he says, we're live streaming over the internet. So be sure to keep the mm-mm and the uh-uh to yourself, if you know what I'm saying. And he didn't say that to anyone else.
Nobody else.
Yeah. Not the whole entire time I was there.
Yeah.
And I was like, do I look like a guy that's just going to step up to the mic and say, fuck you, fuck this, fuck this?
You know what? I didn't hear your response, but you told me what it was.
So my response was, well, I'm from Detroit, but it might be hard, but I'll try.
He heard it. He laughed.
Yeah. And he said, bravo. It was a quick, witty response. What can I say?
That's you, Manny.
It's probably a good thing that he did say that, though, because without that knowledge...
You might have said
I might have said something. But whatever.
Hey, thanks for not bashing anybody, too, during that interview.
What was there to bash? I hadn't seen the films yet.
Thank God, right?
Had I seen the films, maybe.
People be crying.
Okay, moving on. You know, we kind of don't want to beat a dead horse here, but it's, you guys listen to us on a constant basis, so...
This is a two-minute thing.
You know where we stand on this, but I'm doing a lot of video editing at work for the old webinars, and their interviews with managers and agents and people in the industry, and it's open to questions, and I swear it's the same five questions that everybody asks everybody anytime.
Right.
How do I break in? How do I get somebody to read my script? How do I get a manager and agent? Do I need to live in Hollywood? Four questions. That's it. That's all anyone ever wants to ask.
It's manager, agent, I think, are two
things. Yeah, sure. How do I get a manager? How do I get an... Oh, no, I'm sorry. What's the difference between a manager and agent?
Yeah, okay.
Those five questions, which we've tackled on the show, I've tackled it in my columns, everybody keeps it. People, there's not a definitive answer.
But the majority of the answers are what we've already said, are what the people have come on the show and said.
Yeah,
you know, as far as agent, managers,
asking the same question over and over again, hoping for a different answer, is not
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. That is the way the industry works.
There are very limited ways to do it, and you've already heard what they are. So
for those specific categories, when it comes to for the four, when it comes to breaking in, there literally is a million ways in the industry. Who knows what works at Agreed. What time? It's a lot of
you
luck.
Know what? That's what's sad is that there's only five questions.
Right.
How do you become an extra? How do you get an assistant job? How do you get a, where
Nobody
are the...
cares about that. They just want to sell the script.
Yeah. But how do I get in the back
Nobody
door?
Wants to
how
know.
About that?
Nobody's even asking how to write a script. They just want to sell it. It doesn't work that
cockiness.
Way, people.
So
I know.
Cockiness. Any whizzle.
As,
how was that?
Yeah, that was that. As I said earlier, we sat down and did our Pretty Woman commentary, which is going to be available at the same time as this is, so pop over to that one and check it out.
Fast forward if you like.
But you'll have to fast forward during the movie. We recorded it.
Manny wants everybody to watch the movie at the same time. We don't.
And
I
here
don't
are witty, witty retorts. Trust me. It's Mystery Science Theater, people. You'll get it.
Don't remember.
Anyway. What was interesting was I ended up reading the script before we sat down.
It was.
And, before we sat down and recorded, and for those of you that don't want to listen to the Pretty Woman thing, we just kind of want to get into that. The original script was called $3,000. It was...
and a side note, Manny's going to post the
script. I'm
going to
post the script.
It's public. And just go read it if you don't want to watch the movie and go, what the fuck?
But look Seriously. For that post with our special edition number two. I'm not
right.
going to post it on the
no.
this
okay.
post
yes.
this update.
Right.
So yeah, the original script was a very dark look at prostitution in Los Angeles in the late 80s, early 90s, and it's fucked up. Julia Roberts' character Vivian is literally a crack whore. She spends the movie opens. The script starts with six pages of her trying to look for crack. Kit, her roommate, is
a crack whore.
No, super crack whore.
Oh, okay.
Like
so, two characters almost exactly the same. Good.
Vivian's got a little redeeming quality. Mm-hmm. Kit's on like the verge of like death. She's
right.
She's sick.
Yeah.
She's.
I'm about to
doesn't
go down.
Eat.
I'm going
yeah.
down.
Yeah. So Vivian's,
Whatever.
So Vivian's...
Two versions of Crack Horse, yes. Yes. This movie is going to get summed up very quickly to me.
Yeah. Okay. But remember that whole conversation about to the audience and not to ourselves?
Okay. What more can you say about that?
It was the idea of bottom pits. Vivian, not so much. She's mid. So you have this one character that's like horribly fucking broken, and she's only semi-broken.
Okay, but been a whore for six years.
6 years, yes. So they
been
which
a
they don't
addict for who knows how long.
Which they don't bring up in the movie. They don't ever bring
they
up
don't.
How long.
No, they
she's
don't.
Just a streetwalker.
Yep.
It's definitive.
Right.
Edward in the movie.
In the movie, they make it clear that Julia Roberts is street smart though, and doesn't
yes.
give a shit what he thinks.
Not
about her,
street
and...
smart, not street smart in the script.
Does that make sense?
No.
Okay.
No. Everything and I guess the point that we're trying to make is that the script, everything in the script, does not make sense. There's no character arc. There's no redeeming qualities.
There's no...
really, I mean, Edward kind of is a protagonist at certain points, but
as
only
is
in the
his
middle.
Friend,
only in the
as
middle.
As is his friend.
No, there's
kind
no redeeming
of.
Qualities for him.
No redeeming.
No.
I said protagonist. His friend kind of tries to be a protagonist
no.
as far
no,
as going
zero.
After.
He's horrible.
No, I'm
no,
just
no.
saying he goes after the girl, which makes the guy half defender,
no,
but not
I'm,
even.
That's what I'm saying. He's Edward becomes a protagonist for like a minute. Kinda,
it's,
but not for long.
So all the characters are all very similar.
Yeah, it's
Nobody
all bad.
Stands out.
It's all bad.
Yeah,
which I mean, I guess you could argue for someone who's being a crack whore, that's pretty much what she's going to be. And someone who's being somebody who hires a crack whore for a week, yeah, I mean, you can't really expect him to turn things around.
In the end, who did you say was the hero in
There's
the
no
reading
one.
Of the script?
Zero.
In the reading of the script.
Vivian.
Did she come out as the hero, kind of?
Yeah, kind of. maybe, because she took Kit to Disneyland.
It's a big step for a crack horse.
Well, she had money.
Yeah.
That was the only thing.
To Disney.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's sad.
So there was no redeeming quality.
What
makes it a good script is that for somebody who's been bashing Pretty Woman for years and talking about the fact that, yeah, you guys are forgetting the fact that she's a hooker. Like, they always, it's Cinderella. And Cinderella, you can feel bad for Cinderella because she was mistreated by stepsisters and stepmom. Got that. She deserves fucking one up. But Julia Roberts is not beaten down by stepsisters. She's just chose to be a hooker. That she's a streetwalker.
No, she gives some. I don't know about in the script, but
she gives a reason.
She does give a reason.
It's not a good reason.
No.
You could see, she did say she worked
if
fast
people
food.
People say you're stupid. You tend to believe it after a while.
So I'm just going to suck dick for money.
Yeah. And the whole...
Not a good reason.
Okay, I love that the whole kissing thing, which kind of genius for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever came up with that during writing...
Probably knows hookers because they don't kiss. I've seen enough HBO documentaries to know that escorts don't kiss.
Thank God the writer didn't write it because, again, men have a fucked up way of writing women. So it would have come out wrong.
Right. In the script, okay, so everyone knows that that's a thing in the movie.
Kissing.
She doesn't kiss.
Right.
In the script, she kisses like a motherfucker.
Right.
It's crazy. They're always kissing.
She doesn't have a thing in the script.
No. Oh, she doesn't take it in the ass. That is literally
the
line.
That's not quirky and cute, by the way. Quirky and cute is not.
Oh, wait a minute.
Kiss,
wait a minute.
That's
wait a
intimate.
Minute. I'm sorry. I forgot about
what's her intimate thing?
I'm sorry. I forgot about the last line of that. I don't take it in the ass unless you want to pay extra. Sorry.
And our joke made about Pretty Woman was, I don't want to kiss your lips, but I'll kiss your dick.
Yeah.
That's okay. Went down on you.
Yeah, so it's pretty... It's completely 180. It's a complete 180.
What I think is funny is that it was a bad script, and I probably would have laughed the fuck out of it if I read it.
You would have laughed. Okay, it is a bad script. It's a bad script if it was a script that we found at PitchFest.
Exactly. But somebody
saw it.
Somebody saw something else in the script.
This could be something
I would
better.
Manny and I both said, I did not see a Cinderella story in the script.
No.
And somebody did see it, and that's brilliant. And
it became Pretty Woman. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. That is why bad scripts get sold. That's it right there.
But it's also, you know, I find it interesting, how, you know, living in Hollywood and knowing the sort of the history of how foul the Hollywood was in the 80s.
Right.
The ending for me of the script is exactly the way it should have ended. Because that is real life. And I get, you know, the Hollywood happy ending and the Cinderella story. I get all of that. I understand. Nobody wants to see shitty things happen to shitty people. But in the script, Edward basically tosses her out and says, yeah, no, I told you I was leaving. Peace
get
out.
Get out. And throws
peace
her
out.
On,
and here's your money.
Literally throws her on the side of the road. And
well, she
out.
Was being hysterical. I mean, it wasn't just like...
Which was abnormal.
Yeah.
That's abnormal.
For her character. It didn't make any sense.
It did not make any sense.
And he just drives off.
Were all over
and that's
place.
It. The characters were all over the place.
Except, I guess he stayed a shit the whole time, right?
He was an asshole. With just little peaks of, you know, in one conversation.
Smack you here?
In one conversation in the dinner scene with the old man, the old man makes a comment like, I didn't come here. I came here to talk business. I didn't come here to stare at your girlfriend's tits all night. And he gets up to walk away. And Edward stands up and says, you know, you offended the lady. You owe her an apology. Like defending her honor, which.
No, that's not.
But then
that he just has to be a man.
But then 20 pages later, when he's going out with the Jason Alexander character, and it's him, Jason Alexander's character, and Vivian are sitting at dinner.
You want to try my whore.
Yeah, you want to try her, but be careful. She's used to six guys at a time at night.
Right.
So you might want to use a condom. It's like all over the place.
Yeah. That was actually the problem with the script. No consistency.
Well, they found it, and it became a lovable romantic comedy.
It is. Still adorable.
Eh, hookers.
Fucking hookers.
Yeah. And, yeah, I think the only comment I directly want to make about the movie is, for people who live here, fucking get your directions right.
Yeah, don't drive north when you meant south.
Yeah.
On Hollywood.
You're clearly going away from Beverly Hills while talking about the fact that you have to get to Beverly Hills.
It's funny you didn't live here when that first came
know.
Out.
No, I never knew.
But and now you know it's wrong.
It's like turning right on Las Palmas.
It didn't bother...
does not take you towards Beverly Hills.
It did not bother the majority of people, so get over it.
I know, I'm just saying.
But I think the wrap-up of that is it's funny how a script gets written, set in stone in one way, and a studio gets it and literally morphs it into completely nothing.
I want
like what you meant, and it was better.
I want to. I actually want to make a warning. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm blanking on the word, but I just want to put it, an amendment onto this entire conversation that. The number one face facts, this script was sold in the late 80s. It was 126 pages long. It's poorly written. It's got poor characters. That does not mean you get a free pass. This is a fucking 20-year-old script.
That's true. That
times
was
were different.
Shit was gold.
Spec market they were buying everything. That is not the case. Don't think you can get away with that shit now.
So we have to review a more current movie, maybe?
Yeah, well, we will, eventually. Yeah, do not...
Yeah, no, that's not standard, but it's. I think it's pretty
The point I want to make is that even though we're looking at this thing and we're saying, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, I don't want anyone to say, I don't want anyone to be like, but Pretty Woman did it. Like, it was a different time.
Right, not promoting that at all.
Yes,
it is. You can write a shitty script and you're going to get sold anyway.
Right, and it's going to become a lovable classic.
Agreed.
Yeah. We are not promoting that. We still stand by our...
I think everybody gets that.
No. You see, the minute you say that, a guy in a fucking oversized gray suit and an orange shirt says, but what about...
I got this a remake of Pretty Woman.
All right. I think. Was there anything else?
Nope.
We're. Yeah, we got. Whatever. Meh. No, we got nothing. Let's go cook steaks.
Let's do that.
All right, people. So for breaking in this week, I'm Manny.
I'm Cheryl.
Till next week.
Peace out. What do I see?